Welcome to Financial Services Online's weekly Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, reporting to you on this Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. We begin with a challenge facing Australia Post, the high cost of delivering cash to remote areas. As banks continue to withdraw their presence from these communities, Australia Post shoulders the financial burden, spending an average of $4,000 weekly on air transfer of cash to remote towns like Cooper Pedy. Despite grappling with workforce recruitment, dwindling foot traffic, and operational issues that resulted in a $200 million loss last year, there is a flicker of hope. Reforms and modernizations are underway, aimed at navigating the company towards a more digital landscape, ensuring the vital cash delivery service continues and financial stability is achieved in the long term. Moving on to superannuation, Australian funds have committed a hefty $1.86 billion for member advice in the last fiscal year. Retail super funds overshadowed others, with eight financial giants each surpassing the $100 million mark. Wealth Personal Super Fund took the lead, allocating $294.5 million for member advice. Industry funds haven't been far behind, with the likes of Australian Retirement Trust and HESTA each spending over $10 million. In light of this, Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones has announced a plan yet to be set in motion that introduces a new category of qualified advisors. These advisors, equipped with potentially diploma-level qualifications, aim to provide simplified financial advice, free of fees or commissions. In regulatory news, previous representative of the AMP Financial Planning, Darren Mink, has been banned by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission from the industry for 5 years. This follows instances of conflict of interest and providing inadequate advice. His appeal against the decision has since been withdrawn. This underlines ASIC's commitment to maintaining a high standard in financial advice and ensuring consumer protection is a priority. Finally, we shift gears to the insurance industry, where Melbourne-based insurer Coba Insurance is leading the charge with a novel insurance policy crafted specifically for Tesla electric vehicle owners. Leveraging real-time telematics data, the policy provides features such as choice of repair services and battery health checks. Coba has partnered with Pacific International Insurance and Uber CarShare to offer a unique payment model that includes a base rate along with usage-based fees. This move showcases Coba's determination to adapt and evolve with the growing electric vehicle industry in Australia. That's all for today's weekly Financial Services News Wrap. For more details, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Until next week, stay tuned and keep up to date with the latest in finance.